This is Dakota Datebook for September 11th. In 1921, the Independent Voters Association, the IVA, was urging the recall of Governor Lynn Frazier, Attorney General William Lemke, and Commissioner of Agriculture and Labor John Hagan, all nonpartisan league officials, in a vote scheduled for October 28th. Amidst this turmoil, the self-proclaimed unbiased Devil's Lake World announced the greatest monster get-together farmer labor business and picnic of all time in Ramsey County, scheduled for this date. The article promised fun, good and clean politics, athletics, and speakers, including the three men facing recall, Frazier, Lemke, and Hagan. A competing paper, the pro-IVA Devil's Lake Daily Journal, cried deception, claiming the picnic was merely a camouflage of nonpartisan campaigning with some interesting attractions to draw the crowd. In response, a letter to the editor of The World described the event as a typical Labor Day celebration with speakers of prominence who were well-known champions of the laboring people. The author criticized the journal's article as an insult to every laboring man or woman in the city. The journal countered by labeling The World a great little vacillator and the weekly nonpartisan spellbinder, accusing it of being up to its old tricks with its sensational writing. Devil's Lake citizens also organized a second Labor Day celebration that was intended to be decidedly non-political. The World assured its readers that this event will not in any manner conflict with the Farmer Labor Picnic, as both event committees were urging the public to do everything possible to make each affair a huge success. The World's final push asserted that attending the Farmer Labor Picnic would be proof conclusive of loyalty to the best interests of the state, because it would allow voters to get facts as facts. However, due to weather issues, the picnic attracted only hundreds of attendees instead of the predicted thousands. The famous Devil's Lake Boy Scout Band, led by C.B. Weimer, performed. NPL-oriented speeches were given by Frazier, Lemke, and Ina Brickner, the state lecturer for the nonpartisan women's clubs, and lunch and dinner were served at local hotels, including those hosted by the superintendent of print shops for the World newspaper. To a mixed NPL and IVA audience, Frazier's speech was described as virtually the same one he'd been making throughout the state. Similarly, the other speakers also focused on political issues relating to the recall election. A month later, voters removed all three men from office. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Cody Goring. I'm Ann Olquist.